Okay, so we look at the end of the parsha, we read about Kashus, and then the third to last pasuk, Ki ani Hashem amel eschem eretz zemius lachem lokim, eisim kadoshim ki kadosh ani. So this is like referring to the Torah, that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim is in order to that we should live a life of Kedusha. And the question is, like, what's the connection between the two? Why is it that Kashus Kedusha is associated with why Hashem took us out of Egypt? So perhaps the idea is as follows. So we say in Yantif and Davening, Tavachatan Mikol Ahamim Ahavta Sanu Tzisabanu. So explains the Vilna Gaon. Tavachatan Mikol Ahamim refers to Pesach. Ahavta Sanu refers to Shavuos. Or Tzisabanu refers to Sukkot. Tavachatan Mikol Ahamim. When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose us from all the nations? That occurred in Pesach. In that act of Bechira, in a certain sense, it's synonymous of Kedusha. Because what does Kedusha literally mean? So the word Kadosh literally means to be separated. So the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated us from all the nations, our response in kind is that we also have to separate. We have to separate from things which are Tameh and from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to take from in this world. So the way we conclude this parasha is about the concept of Havdalah. It's a concept of differentiating between which is Tameh and which is Tar. That's exactly what occurred in Yitzhak and Simon. Yitzhak and Simon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Mavdu, is differentiating us between us and all the other nations of the world. And our response in kind, therefore, also has to be one of Kedusha, one of Havdalah, where we're separating from that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to partake from. So, but the message of Yitzhak and Simon, the message of the Kedusha of the end of the parasha, is that Hashem chose us, but now in response we have to choose Him. The way we choose Him is by separating from what Hashem wants us to separate from.